Meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Bill is not joining us this evening. Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, the application of Facefield LLC, 1300 West 7th Street, will be adjourned until August 15, 2024. They will renotice.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's move on to the first item, which is 24-ZB-24V, Akina Ozims.
Is Akina Ozims present?
Yes, good evening all. I'm here.
Good evening. You were sworn in at the last meeting. You remain sworn in to tell the truth.
Yes.
Okay. I understand we have Mr. Mizrahi here with us tonight.
Hello. How are you all?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Mr. Mizrahi, can you describe the settlement that you have agreed to with Mr. Ozims?
Surely. So the day after our last board meeting, we had a conversation, Mr. Ozims and I had a conversation about a agreeable solution to the fence placement. He initially was requesting 12 feet of an offset off of Crestwood Street. Our initial recommendation was 25 feet. And I believe a 20-foot setback off of Crestwood Street, excuse me, allow me to clarify, a 20-foot setback from the property line along Crestwood Street would provide adequate distance from the road. It's approximately 25 to 30 feet off of the curb. So this is a significant setback and I believe a good compromise. Mr. Ozims also agreed to moving the fence back along Azalea Place to be in line with the structure of the principal dwelling. And for the portion of the fence along Crestwood Street, we also spoke about the top 1 to 2 feet of the fence being an open lattice, which would provide an openness of up to 33% for that frontage.
Thank Mr. you. Ozims, is that your understanding as well?
Yes, that's everything he said is correct.
And you agree to that?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything else.
Neither do I. Any other members of the board have any questions? Questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application? Laura?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Ozims, your application as amended is approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
Have
you
a good too. Night.
Take care. Let's move on to item number six, 24-ZB-29V, Atul Kantaria.
Is Atul Kantaria present?
We see your hand went up. Yeah, are you muted? We can't hear you.
No, they're not muted. We just can't hear them.
Oh.
Can you guys hear us now?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, we can. I see two people here. Are you both going to be testifying?
Yes, that's Atul Kantaria. That's my father. I'm Nilay Kantaria. I'm his son.
And you're going to speak for him?
We can both attest to this case. I'm just stepping in case he has any issues with the language barrier.
That's fine. Could you each raise your right hand?
Sure.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, we have Atul Kantaria, and your name, sir?
Nilay Kantaria.
Spell that, please.
N-I-L-A-Y.
Thank you. You can put your hands down. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Sure. So we built a shed in our backyard to replace two of the existing shed structures that were structurally unstable. We went off 8 feet off the fence line, and later, after getting the survey done, we learned that the fence line is not at the property line. So from the property line, the offset is 7.6 feet on the rear instead of 8 feet, which is the reason why we're asking for this variance. If, unless anybody has any objections, we would like to keep the structure as erected, as it is a new structure that was built on concrete foundation. So moving it is not really a feasible solution here.
Mr. Chairman, I believe Mr. Mizrahi has a report on this matter as well.
Yes, Jonathan, I'm going to call you if that's okay. would you please proceed with your findings?
Of course. So we agree that the shed is extremely close to the property line. It's less than half a foot. However, at this property, there was evidence of soil being brought in without the proper permits being obtained. So we would like to see some sort of grading plan, landfill permit, documentation that the township requires for these sort of activities.
Yep. So to address the soil issue, we did have whatever was brought in removed and brought back to the pre-existing grades. I can share my screen if you guys, if it would allow me 1 second.
Yeah, I think we'd like to see that.
Yep, 1 second.
While they're doing that, I think the variance is for 6 inches on the shed, John, not the 6 inches from the property line, if I'm correct.
Correct. So right now,
survey shows 7 foot, 6 inches.
Are you guys able to see the photos I'm sharing?
Nothing came up yet, sir.
You could hit share screen on the bottom. You should be able to get it up.
Yep.
We still see you guys.
Okay, there we go. There's the folder and here. So I have 8 foot, 2 inches from the shed to the existing fence.
There's no picture at this
point. Yeah, we still don't see your picture.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right. So from the shed to the existing fence is 8 foot two. However, the property line from the shed to the property line is 7.6 feet. Our understanding was that the fence was built on the property line, so we had the minimum 8 feet. But that's regarding that rear offset. This is the rear of the lot. And then these are the pictures of me removing the soil that was brought in. I'll circle through them, and then you guys can tell me if you'd like to see any one of them again. Existing property also had a stone bed along the back, which stopped somewhere along this point where the pre-existing sheds were. However, I extended that stone bed to all of the rear of the shed to prevent any sort of drainage issues that may be caused to the neighboring properties. So all of the soil that was removed was, this is before it was removed. So we placed filter fabric, stone as a source of water, a source of tool to control the water runoff. And this shows that all the soil that was brought in has been removed to bring it back to its pre-existing grade.
Are you satisfied, Jonathan?
Is any portion of that stone area still open and able to be inspected?
This stone area?
Yeah, the depth of the, how deep is that stone?
Yeah, 1 second. It's not open, but we can dig it up if you'd like. Yeah, there was one picture which showed it, the initial one that I was sharing.
Let me ask you a question. Why did you bring the soil in the first place?
So we were having puddles in the back for this portion of the yard, so we brought it in to level it off to get rid of those dips in the ground. Every time it rained or there was any sort of precipitation, we would have.
Why didn't you just take and move some of the soil around on your property? It looks like the whole yard really was needed, revegetation, I guess is the best way to say.
Yeah, this, what you see, this is pre-existing vegetation. Anything that you see in this area was what grew after. But
so your testimony is the amount of soil you brought onto the site has been removed.
Correct.
Okay.
And I believe this is about 8 inches or so of 6 to 8 inches of stone bed that we installed.
6 inches.
6 inches.
Okay. Some of the concerns brought forth by surrounding property owners was the change in the drainage condition.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that the stone was installed at a similar grade to what was existing, 6 to 8 inches of stone, I believe, would be sufficient for a drainage channel.
Yep.
Mr. Mizrahi, is this something you would want to inspect before the board makes a decision?
Yes.
So I think, Mr. Chairman, we should probably adjourn this matter so that the township can go out there and take a look at the work that's been done and then come back at a future time and have a report from the township and see what we should do.
What time frame should I be looking at? August again?
No, we could probably do July.
We can have someone from the township go out that quickly?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so...
So, Mr. Cantoria, would you be agreeable to adjourn this matter so that the township can come out and inspect the work you've done?
Yes, yes. We're okay with that.
Good. Okay. And what's the date of the July meeting?
July 11th, Mr. Keneally.
So, anybody here on the Cantoria matter, this is going to be adjourned until July 11th with no further notice by the applicant. The only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight.
All right. Is there going to be a link for me to join again on July 11th?
Yes. Yeah. When I send the links out for everybody else, you'll be on the link again. And I'll put you back on the agenda.
Got it. Sounds good. Thank you.
Have a good night, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 7, 24-ZB-28V, James Lang.
Is James Lang present? Laura, do you see James Lang?
I can't see anything. Can you unshare your screen,
Mr.? Yes, I'm looking for it.
Well, if you just log off, it'll get rid of it.
There. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Have a good night.
Good night. There we go.
I don't see a name up here like that. You want to jump in double back, see if he joins us later?
He was here. He is here. He's on.
So potentially that Samsung that they're trying. Yeah, they're waving, it looks like.
There they are. You're muted again. You have to unmute yourselves.
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Perfect.
Okay, is this Mr. Lang?
Yes.
Okay, we're here on the matter of James Lang, 13 Cape Terrace.
Yes.
Mr. Lang, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Your name and address, please?
James Lang, 13 Cape Terrace, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I just want to put a second level on the over to one side of my house to have a more living space.
Mr. Mizrahi, I believe most of these variances are pre-existing in nature due to the size of the lot.
That is correct.
And you have a report in this matter?
Our recommendation is to ensure that all the downspouts are directed away from neighboring properties to prevent any drainage or flooding issues.
And Mr. Lang, are you agreeable to do that?
Yes.
That's all that I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions for this application or comments?
I have one comment.
Gotcha.
The architecturals don't show the height of the building. It doesn't look like it's over 35 feet, but there's no scale to verify that. Does the applicant know how high the building is to the peak?
We think it's 33.
We think. The problem is, if you didn't think correctly and you get it built and it's over 35, you have a risk there, meaning it's a variance. Is there any way that you can be more than I think?
Well, Mr. Chapman, that would be caught when they submit their building permits. They would get denied if they're over the 35 feet.
And I'm just trying to make sure we don't have ping pong.
Well, if they mess up their plans, and they have to come back to the board.
Okay. All right.
Any other members of the board?
We'll go with that.
Okay. Hearing none from the board, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Lang, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at a future meeting, and we'll mail that document to you. You'll need that document to get your permits.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a good night, sir.
Me too.
Have a good night.
Okay. Item number 8, 24-ZB-21/22V, Muslim Center of Middlesex County.
Good evening, members of the Zoning Board of Professionals. My name is Tim Arch. Sorry, I'm clear. You can hear me, right?
You are echoing very badly.
I think there may be somebody else that was speaking as well.
Everyone else should be muted, please.
Before you go ahead, Tim, this is Waqar. I have a conflict and I won't be voting on this application.
Yeah, Mr. Ali has to recuse himself.
Thank you, Mr. Ali.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Tim Arch. I'm an attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey. I'm here representing Muslim Center of Middlesex County, 1000 Hose Lane West. We're here tonight seeking bulk variance relief for a sign, a digital sign to be erected at the Muslim Center. There's already an existing sign that's there, just a regular sign that was granted approvals in a previous site plan application for that location. We just want to basically modernize and update that existing sign to a new digital sign, similar to what the Piscataway Community Center has down the street. The YMCA has that really nice digital signage that's out front, and so the Muslim Center wants to have something similar. I do have two witnesses tonight. I have Sharif Ali. He is our engineer. He will take us through sort of the location of the sign and the relief that we're asking for. And then I also have Dr. Safi Fazula, who is a representative of the Muslim Center. He is here for any questions and to address any comments of the board. We do have two staff reports, one joint staff report, I'm going to call it, signed by three members of the Piscataway staff. And that is, picked the wrong one to look at first. The joint one was from June 17th, 2024, dated June 17th, 2024, from three members, from Dawn Corcoran, Joseph Herrera, and Jonathan Mizrahi, that we will address at the end of the testimony. And there's also a report from Mr. Chadwick that is dated June 21st. So without any further ado, I would ask that Mr. Sharif Ali be sworn in so he can provide testimony.
Mr. Ali, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Sharif Ali, that's ALY 757 Ridgewood Avenue, Amertech Engineering.
North. I believe Mr. Ali has been accepted as an expert engineer board on prior occasions.
Mr. Watts, you can proceed.
Thank you. Sharif, if you can please just essentially orient the board to where the sign is located and what it is that we're asking for tonight.
Yeah, Laura, would you allow me to share the screen? Oh, I mean, cool.
Yeah, we make it easy. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you heard that the Muslim center of Middlesex County, 1000 Hose Lane, just for the record, it's lot 9.05 in block 11201, and we happen to be in the R15 zone, and our major frontage is on Hose Lane southbound. So what you see on your screen is this is Hose Lane southbound. So if you proceed from north, and you will see quite a bit of elevation rise. And as you proceed up to the entrance of the facility, you will be, that's the main entrance. We also happen to have a secondary entrance on Hose Lane West. So many Hose Lane here. So the main entrance and the location of the sign obviously need to be located by the main entrance. And you heard Timmy's talking about there is already an existing sign. And if you're driving on Hose Lane, you'll probably not see the sign. It's pretty much because the elevation drops, it hides the signs. You will see the tip of the sign, but as you get closer, you may see the sign as you're getting in. So people that the frequent visitors to the mosque, they know exactly where is the location, and they don't bother with the sign, but it's not really in the right place. So the sign, the subject of this application will be located at the highest elevation nearby the right-of-way, which is a line that you don't see out on the ground, but you will see the curb line. So we're probably about 20 feet from the curb line. The ordinance requirement as far as the sign location, and that is the variance that we have, is that 25 feet from the property line, which is this line here, which is about 10 feet behind the curb. That will put us in a driveway, or as you get closer, as you get in, it will be pretty much on top of the guardrail, but you'll be again on about 4 feet elevation drop. So we need to put the sign a lot higher, and you will be seeking another variance. So that's the reason we selected that area, just to stick with the location variance. But we also, because the view, as you're driving on Hose Lane going south, and with the elevation rise, you need to see the sign from a distance. So it's a safety for the motors that the traveling on Hose Lane. So that is the reason for the location. The sign, as far as the area, meets a requirement. The requirement is 32 square feet. What was granted, and by the way, the location and the distance were granted previously, not in that particular area, but as far as the distance from the right of way. So that was already granted. As far as the area was approved previously, 30 square feet, we are now 24, so we're smaller, we're still meeting the requirement. So we are in compliance. And as far as the height, was granted 9 feet, and we're sticking with the 9 feet. So the sign is 9 feet high, and we are in compliance. What's permitted is 10 feet. So that's what I have as far as the location of the sign, the variance that goes along with the sign. I see there's two reports here, as Tim mentioned. One of the items is the landscaping. Definitely will do a nice bouquet of low shrubs around the sign, and will enhance that entrance, which will be also good for the facility. So that is not an issue at all, and we'll comply with that. And as far as the sign, you heard that it's a digital LED that will have images. and we'll display the images, and we can talk about the frequency of the images and the hours.
Yes, and sorry to interrupt, Sharif. Yeah, we'll get into that with Dr. Safi's testimony. I just wanted to direct you to, I think you've addressed the landscaping. We will comply with that, certainly.
Yep.
And I just want to note Mr. Chadwick's report. His first comment was that the proposed sign is well buffered from the adjoining home to the south. So I just wanted to mention that.
That is true. If you drive out there from the beginning of the entrance by the right of way, there is a 6 foot high solid white fence that is hugging the curb line and the guide rail. So in addition to that, there is another fence behind it too. So the 6 foot high pretty much is giving a good screening to the neighbors, yes. And also the orientation of the sign is not oriented to the neighbors, is oriented exactly, I would say, northeast. So it's hitting pretty much the two lanes as you're approaching the facility.
Thank you. I have no more direct questions of Mr. Ali.
Any other members of the board have any questions for Mr. Ali? Hearing none, you go again, Mr. Arch. Your next witness?
My next witness would be Dr. Safi Fazula. And Sharif, if you can stop sharing your screen when you get a chance.
Yes.
Thanks.
Dr. Safi, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give? Read the truth.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Your name and address, please.
Safi Fazula, 2 Carpenter Road, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you.
Dr. Safi, you are familiar with the Muslim Center. If you can just let everybody know what is your role with the Middlesex County Muslim Center.
Yeah, so I was the secretary and the president, and I'm the leading the expansion committee now.
Okay, excellent. So I want to just go through some of the comments that we got on the report and get some answers to them. First of all, in terms of the landscaping, you agree that we agree to attractively landscape the sign, correct?
Definitely. We'll work with Mr. Jonathan like we worked with Mr. Henry before.
Perfect. One of the comments that Mr. Chadwick had mentioned is he said restriction on any sort of flashing or strobing effects. We would certainly agree to that we would have a restriction on any flashing or strobing, correct?
No flashing, no, just for messages, mostly for messages, just to say where we are. And then occasionally, like Ramadan and some festivity, things like that, maybe very small clips of the activities and services, nothing more than that.
Okay, so one of the comments that Mr. Chadwick had on his report was he was suggesting that if this were approved, that a condition would be one, no flashing, flashing or strobing, which we certainly can agree to. He also indicated no animated images. Now, what you just indicated was that we would like to keep the flexibility to occasionally on times such as Ramadan that you just said to maybe show a brief clip of services or something along those lines, similar to how the YMCA and the Piscataway Center occasionally has some moving images as background images showing people playing basketball, things along those nature in that nature, correct?
Very, very limited in special occasions, yes.
Okay, and these would be short clips. They would, you know, you're not showing a movie out there. This isn't, movie night in the summer or something like that. These are just short little clips to advertise what's happening at the center.
Yeah, similar to you'll see in different churches. Like if we have a service, we have a health screening. If we have a open house or something like that, some ethnic foods, things like that. Just to announce to our communities at large, not just the Muslim community, so whatever is happening, it's very short on special occasions.
Okay, and one thing that I don't think this was mentioned in any of the reports, but one thing that we can say is this is not going to be used for any sort of commercial advertising space or anything along those lines, correct?
No, we are not using it for that, no.
Okay, excellent. One of the questions that we also had in the report was that we should talk about the hours that the sign will be illuminated. One of the things that you were telling me, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Safi, is that Your timing for prayer changes throughout the year, and that's based on the lunar calendar. It's based on when the sunrise and the sun sets. And your fifth prayer of the day, which I believe is called Isha, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Your fifth prayer of the day can occur in the late summer months and the early fall, can occasionally occur where it begins after 10 o'clock and doesn't end until sometime after midnight. Would that be accurate?
That's accurate. So the last of the service in summer months, because if you allow me, two things. First,
certainly,
major events are on lunar, similar to like our friend, Jewish friend, and Jewish faith and others. It's lunar. It's not according to sun. So it's very difficult to put a... And the second thing is that it's also the length of the day. So summer, some of the summer months and maybe a fall month will be that it could be that late. Most of the year, we are done 8, 9 p.m. The center is done, unless it's Ramadan. So
even before 10 o'clock at night,
yeah, we are
the
done
majority of the time during the year, your final prayer is done at that point, correct?
Yeah, and we will agree to say, to stipulate here that we will close it after the last service.
So we would agree to, if the board were to look approvingly on this, we would agree to a condition that the sign would stop being illuminated at the close of the final prayer every day.
Yes. We will agree to that. If the board wants us to do that, we will do.
Okay. Dr. Safi, is there anything else that you want to put on the record that you want to testify to before we ask for questions from the board?
No. So the only thing I think Sharif already mentioned, we already have a sign there. And in our previous application, we did ask for changes to that sign. The only thing which was not mentioned was the digital and the modern form, which we believe will benefit the community more.
And a lot of that is based on the sign that's right down the street that is, quite frankly, a gorgeous and you know, wonderful addition to the community, correct?
Yeah, it will look nice, like YMCA when you go there. It's pleasing to the eye. It will be very similar. The other thing is when you're coming on southbound, after the signal, you don't have an opportunity to see it. So if a new person is looking for the center, they don't see it currently very easily, as Sharif said. This will help him to see that.
Thank you, Dr. Safi. I have no further questions of Dr. Safi. I don't know if the board has any questions.
Any other members of the board have any questions or comments?
I have two quick questions.
Please.
The height of the sign, this is a brand new sign. The fencing that's in there and the landscaping, I think, shields it from the adjoining homes. But is there any reason you need to have it 9 feet high now that you're right up at the crest of the hill?
I'll defer to our engineer, to Sharif. I'm certainly not one to make a decision like that.
I agree totally with Sharif's testimony. That's the best location for it. It just doesn't seem to need to be 9 feet high any longer.
Yeah, so the 9 foot high is from the ground all the way to the top of the sign.
Right.
But most likely the images will be displayed maybe within, I would say, within 4 to 6 feet above the ground.
Are you going to have poles going above it?
No, it's not going above it. The poles, as shown on the image that I have on the plan, is pretty much flush with the top of the sign.
Okay, so the image will be 9 feet in the air.
The top of the frame itself, yes.
Okay. You don't think it'll be as... I mean, it just seems to me whether it's 8 feet high, 7 feet high, the visibility will be the same.
Keep in mind that the lower bottom of the sign will be about 5 feet above the ground, so you may lose some of the images at the bottom.
All right. The other question I think is for the, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Safi, yeah, how are you?
I didn't get your name. Is the messages, are you going to scroll them, or are they going to be a fixed picture and then you change them occasionally?
So things will change like
all the time. Will they continuously change, or will they sit there and then 2 hours later you do a different message?
It will change. I don't know the frequency because the IT people will. Okay. If there is any guidelines that the township wants, we will take it to consideration. But it will be similar to any other places that there will be changes. Now, how frequent is it? Hour, 30 minutes, 10 minutes?
But they're not going to be flashing a chat.
No, there's no flashing. No.
And it's not like it's reading. You got to read like one of the signs. Okay.
Right. Dr. Sappy, it's not going to be like a stock ticker, right? It's not going to be continuous going.
Okay. The other thing is the technology of these signs, they can dim those signs during the night, but you're going to shut it off as opposed to dim it, correct?
We will prefer dimming it if the township has no issues. And the reason being is the point I was making is that after, if the sign is useful as an identification as well, dimming at least will say, okay, the center is here. If we completely shut it off, then it will have no sign.
Why don't I offer this? You can dim it and put your name up on it, just like a baseline.
We would be agreeable to that.
We will agree to that. No
problem. Yeah.
I think that would make more sense, Mr. Chairman.
I appreciate the input there. Any other members? No questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
My apologies. I just wanted to mention if there was a letter of approval from the DOT, just seeing how Hose Lane is a state road.
I'll have to defer to Mr. Ali if there was a DOT approval from the previous site plan application.
I'm not sure. Yes, so we are talking about Woody Teen, but what would be the concern as far as DOT? We're not within the DOT right of way. We off the DOT right of way. So my life practice, I have not heard of going to DOT to get a approval on a sign or get their input on a sign.
Is Hose Lane a state roadway? I didn't think it was.
Yeah, it's still Route 18. Yeah, extension of Route 18.
Okay, so if there's no letter of approval or exemption needed from DOT, then there no issue to proceed. But I wanted to ask a question.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Arch, at this point, I'm going to ask that we put this vote off, carry it to the next month. I'd like to have an opportunity to go out and look at the site location, and I'd like to afford that opportunity to the rest of the board members.
And Mr. Chairman, we could also request that the applicant supply us with additional information, such as they talked about special occasions. Perhaps they could give us a number or some parameters on how many we're talking about. Also, they're talking about scrolling the message, and we're saying it's not going to be a ticker tape, but it might be every 30 minutes. It might be every hour. What are they proposing? And the hours of illumination. I heard that summer, and I'm thinking September, August and September might be later. Perhaps they can give us some specifics on that so that the board has some concrete information to make a decision on. And for instance, I'm the board attorney. I'm going to have to put this in a resolution, and I don't have a lot of specifics right now.
What I will say, and I appreciate the comment, Mr. Keneally. What I will say in terms of the hours of operation for keeping them illuminated, I think what we indicated that we would certainly agree to is that any sort of either dimming or ceasing of the illumination, whatever the board's preference would be, would occur at the end of the at the same time as the end of the daily prayer, the Isha prayer. And the reason
I understand that, and I have no problem with that, but the end of the daily prayer, there has to be some predictability. I think they talked about, you know, summer or late summer. That's approximately the same time every year, and just give us an idea of what that hour is going to be.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to hold your feet to the fire if you're off by a day or so, but you have to give us some type of parameters. I believe that's a good point, Jim. Thank you.
So just so for clarification on my point, so I can also direct my client, are you suggesting something like, you know, during maybe these 3 months, X time to X time is what we would generally consider? The only issue that brings up is that every year, my understanding is every year in the Muslim calendar, the day, everything goes back basically 10 days and continues to do that each year, each subsequent year. So at a certain point, that 3 month span is going to change, is going to bleed into another 3 month span. So
while I don't claim to be an expert on the Muslim calendar, I do know the lunar calendar, and the lunar calendar resets every so often. So perhaps if you can just define that time period, we could put that in a resolution.
Dr. Safi, do you hear what the board is saying?
Yes. So do we have to have for next hearing, or is this something that we can do pending approval? We will work with Jim, give them to his satisfaction so that he can put it to resolution.
The board would also like to do a site visit, because you're talking about relocating the sign. So they'd like to go out there and take an eyeball to what the new location is. Plus, we're asking for additional information. So I think it's appropriate to carry the matter to the next meeting. This shouldn't take very long, so that we can get some details to put in a proposed resolution, assuming the board votes in the affirmative.
Okay. If that's what the board wants.
Understood. Mr. Kinley, if I could just ask if there is any document, and maybe you're not the right person to ask, maybe it's to Laura. If there's any documentation or any sort of previous schedule that is applied to other digital signs in the town, such as that Piscataway Community Center, if there's a timing for illumination for that, just so that we can see what sort of information that you are.
Mr. Arch, I think every application is taken on its own merits. So since you're asking for relief, and the justification for the relief is based upon your worship schedule, I think you should provide that information.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that I want that so that we can just say we will do the same thing. I'm merely stating that you're asking for a schedule. You're asking for other sorts of things just for the... Every lawyer cribs. No lawyer creates anything out of whole cloth. So I was merely asking if there is a existing sort of schedule or resolution that pertains to it that has language such as that we could look off of. I'm more than happy to do that. If it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist.
I'm not aware of one. So
it was just a request
you'll have to work on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, Laura, how do we look in August? One meeting, right?
Yeah, because July is in like a week and a half. We're not going to make July.
Not gonna happen.
August 15th?
Mr. Archer?
Don't you have one in...
I can get out to the site, you know, next week sometime. So anybody else, feel free to stop by and share your thoughts at the next meeting.
We're going to do August 15th?
Mr. Yeah. Archer, are you agreeable to August 15th?
I will certainly defer to my client if he has any issues with that date. I can certainly be available.
Yeah, Dr. Laura, Safi, are you agreeable to August 15th?
Yes, but is there any space in end of July meeting?
We only have one meeting. We don't have two meetings in the summertime. Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, there's only the one meeting in July, one meeting in August till September.
So July 11th.
Pushing everybody on, so our apologies.
I can provide what Mr. Keneally wants well ahead of that July 11th meeting. The visits can happen before that, I'm not sure.
Well, with the holiday coming up, I don't want to put any pressure on the board to get out there in a week's time.
I'm off next week.
So I, unfortunately, I think August is when we're going to hear this again.
We'll certainly agree to that. There's no special meetings between now and then that we could just get thrown on, since this will be
no. We only have
there, there are not, and in fact, I doubt we could get a quorum.
Yes, but also we have to remember anything I need, I would need 10 days before.
So oh, understood.
I would need everything by Monday. So it's not feasible.
Laura, I trust that you can get things done like that.
Yeah, but I won't be here, so it's fine.
I hope you're not even thinking about this place when you're on vacation.
All right, so my daughter's dancing. It's not vacation.
Mr. Arch and Dr. Safi, are you agreeable to carry the matter to August 15th?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the board's wishes? Absolutely.
Thank you.
Anybody here on the Muslim Center application, it's going to be carried to August 15th, 2024, with no further notice by the applicant. The only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Have a good night. I hope everybody
has a good week.
Debates.
All right. We're going to do the rezos on the 11th, correct?
Yes.
So let's move on to item number 11. Which is the adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of June 13, 2024. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Item number 12, adjournment. Thank you all again for your time and your dedication, and have a happy and safe 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Happy 4th of July.
Have a good night.
Bye, everybody.
Everyone. Have a great evening.
Bye, John.
Bye.